Good morning, everybody. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you. We thank you for your presence here today, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your comfort and your peace. And we thank you, Lord, that you're here. You have a plan. You have an order for everything, Lord. And we praise you for it. We don't always understand. But Lord, we trust you and we love you. Just help us, Lord, during this time. Bless your word this morning, Lord. Open up heaven for us. And just be with everybody here. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This is going to be a very short service today, I think. It's going to be a very short sermon, I know that. I didn't even bring any notes, which, that's okay. I remember when I first started preaching in the jail, some of my sermons were really pretty short. Many sermonettes, and this one might even be shorter than that. I don't know. I don't know where we're going. First thing I want to say is don't be afraid to cry. Don't be afraid to hug each other. Because that's what we need. We need both of those. We need that release from tears. I got a box of Kleenex up here, and I made sure it was here just in case I need it, because I don't know what's going to happen up here. There you go. You know, I never liked cell phones. And I never liked texting. I would rather talk to people. You can hear their voices. But this morning, the Lord blessed me. I've got an old cell phone. I had to switch to one for some reason 2 years ago. But I've got this old cell phone that I've been using for alarm clock, and it occurred to me that there's texts on there between my wife and I. And I went back and I started reading them. And you know what? I think I'm going to try to memorize everything that was said and everything, because it's all there. What a blessing. As I guess you all know, Linda went to be with the Lord on Thursday morning about a little before 8 o'clock. You know that she'd been sick. She'd been suffering. And you know, Linda, you know she didn't like to be helpless. I mentioned that to somebody this morning. She did not like to be helpless. And that's what she was becoming. I helped her in the bathroom. I helped her get up because she couldn't get up anymore. She was that weak. And she stood up and she leaned on her walker. And she turned to me and she said, "I can't do this." And she fell. And I caught her. And I know that's when she went. Mama's teaching angels how to sing. So where do we go from here? We do what she wants us to do. We do what the Lord is going to empower us to do. We're going to continue. We did when Mike went to be with the Lord. And we're going to do it now. Nothing is going to change. There's going to be a hole here. But we've experienced that before. We've lost a lot of people this past year. We've lost three pastors in this town that I know of. Joe Ferguson lost two of his people in his ministry. We're getting close. We're getting close to the end. So we need to keep pressing forward. Keep moving towards that prize of the upward call. His upward call. I never met anybody like Linda. I never loved anybody like I loved her. And I was never loved by anybody like the way she loved me. We have memories. And those memories, we have to learn, we have to cherish them. Don't be afraid of memories. Embrace them. Because it's all part of it. Our opening scripture this morning was from Job. Job is the oldest book of the Bible. It was written before, I believe, before there was an Israel, before there was a law. Because none is mentioned. Some people suggested that maybe Moses wrote this before he wrote the other five books. Of course, God writes the Bible. It's interesting that the first book that was written in the Bible is about suffering. But in chapter 19, we see a solution to that suffering. Job, who had suffered, who had lost everything, said, "Oh, that my words were now written. Oh, that they were printed in a book." And as I've mentioned before, talking about this, guess what, Job? They were. Because God hears our words. He hears what our heart is crying out. "That they were graven with an iron pen and laid on the rock forever. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroyed this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another. Though my reins be consumed within me, though my heart desires." We only sang one song today, Amazing Grace. That happened to be the last song that Linda sang when she led worship last week. So we thought it was fitting that we start with that. Because we have to move forward. Tina, you did an excellent job. I know it took an awful lot of courage for you to be up there. And I applaud you for that. "I know that my Redeemer lives." The song we sang said, "My chains are gone, I've been set free." That's Linda. She has no more chains. She has no more walker. She has no more radiation. She has no more trips to Havasu. And she certainly doesn't have to go to Phoenix anymore, which she always hated, or anything on I-10. She doesn't have to worry about those big trucks beside us where she reaches out and grabs hold of my arm because she was Linda. I want to thank everybody for their love. The love that you had for Linda and the love you've shown for me this morning and always. "I know that my Redeemer liveth." We need a Redeemer. We need salvation. If you read the book of Luke, you'll notice that Mary even talked about her Savior. She needed a Savior. "I know that my Redeemer lives, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth." There's going to come a day when he's going to come back and get his people. "And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh I shall see God." There's going to be a resurrection. It'd be enough if he just redeemed us, but he's going to resurrect us. "Whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another." We're going to have new bodies. New bodies that don't have the aches and pains. My feet aren't going to hurt anymore unless I want them to, and I don't think I'm going to want them to. "Whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another, though my reins be consumed within me." How my heart yearns for it is what he means by that. Turn to the book of John, please, chapter 14. You know, I've often thought about an unborn baby in a womb. That probably knows that there's something beyond the existence they're experiencing. Maybe they know that someday they're going to enter into another world. You know, we can't remember that, at least I can't. When I was there. God has another existence for us. We've entered into this existence from another place. We've entered into this that was unknown, uncertain, and we're going to enter into another one. We have to believe that. We believe that because God says it, and we know in our heart that it's true. It's like I mentioned to someone this morning. It's like going. She went down the hallway into another room. And I'm going to go down that same hallway into that same room. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. I go to prepare a place for you. I remember my daughter was very young when her grandmother died. Her grandfather died. Well, they both died. And she asked, well, why did my grandfather die? I said, because Jesus has had his house built. He's up there working on our house. And when our houses are ready, he comes and gets us, right? Does that make sense? It's that simple. Because he loves us so much, he wants us there with him. If there's anybody here that's never received Jesus Christ as your Savior, you need to do it. You need to come talk to me or talk to somebody here. And you need to do it now. I don't know. I don't know anybody's heart. But that had to be said. Because there isn't anybody here that I want to see go to hell. In fact, there's not anybody that's ever lived that I want to see go to hell. But of course, I know there's going to be people there. Let not your heart be troubled. It's difficult sometimes, isn't it? But God gets us through. Jesus said, blessed is he that mourns, for he shall be comforted. Trust him. Trust his comfort. Trust his peace. But more than anything else, trust his plan for what he has in store for you. God bless your day. Lord, we thank you. Just keep us strong, Lord. Bless this ministry and keep it going, Lord. There's a lot of people, Lord, that need your strength. Physical strength and moral strength and spiritual strength. Lord, be with each person here today. Keep us close to you. As the days get darker, Lord, we need you more and more. We love you, Lord. Thank you for giving us Linda for a little while. Thank you, Lord, for the 1,338 days that you allowed her to be my wife. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, everybody, for